she apparently had the song of the summer with Running Up That Hill. She's quite amazing. Sort of 27 years, 37 years later. Kay Bush. How is 1985, 37 years ago? Tameside Radio and Jason from Mind here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am doing great, all things considered. It's a bit of a grey day, but other than that, everything's great.
Where do you stand on Kate Bush?
Love Kate Bush.
Great, isn't she?
Absolutely amazing.
I love the fact she sort of made a comeback this year. It's like one of the welcome developments of music this year, really.
Absolutely, yeah. The resurgence is incredible. We've got a whole new generation that have kind of discovered her fabulousness.
I still haven't seen Stranger Things, which is the one that it's from. I need to watch that.
Without going into too much detail, no spoilers, it's incredible. I'm a big fan of Stranger Things.
Maybe next week when I'm off, I'll make a beeline for starting that then.
Have you got the whole lot?
I've got a whole week next week, a week off work.
Oh, wow, you could just binge Stranger Things then, couldn't you?
That'd be a day or two, wouldn't it? Yeah? Now, you're quite a busy bee at the moment. You've got loads going on, haven't you?
Yeah, there's all sorts. In terms of what Tameside Alderman Glossop Mind is doing at the moment, and for any listeners who are unaware, we are on Catherine Street in the centre of Ashton. We're gearing up for World Suicide Prevention Day on the Saturday the 10th of September.
This weekend, which has really crept up. I remember us talking about this coming up, and it seemed ages away, and here we are.
So. Yeah, it really has crept up. So we historically, as a mental health charity, we have kind of recognised the day, but we are working in partnership this year with the Anthony Seddon Trust, with Tameside Council, and various other organisations across Tameside, and in Oldham as well. We are working to share lots of resources and information to mark the day. On Saturday and beyond. So there's going to be a raft of information going out. We've also filmed some really poignant short films, videos, and some information and advice short videos that are going to be going out on our social media as well. The week of World Suicide Prevention Day, basically. So from Saturday onwards.
Okay. So really, people need to give you a follow on whatever platform they use on social.
That would be incredible, Alex. Yeah, I mean, we really want to encourage people to connect with us on our social media, share your messages of hope, and we really want to encourage people as well. We'll be sharing links and resources to this stuff, but there's some fantastic online training which takes about 20 to 30 minutes, and it's free to access. Zero Suicide Alliance and Shine a Light on Suicide. We're really encouraging as many members of the public locally in the local communities of Tameside and Glossop to get online and just all of us collectively educate ourselves, because you never know when just a little conversation can potentially save a life.
Absolutely. So if I want to do that later on today with a cuppa, how do I find it?
Well, literally all you need to do, I mean, like I said, we will share links on our social media from Saturday onwards, but if you go on Google and just type in Zero Suicide Alliance training or Shine a Light on Suicide training, you'll get to the website straight away, and it's very easy to navigate to the training on there. And the great thing about it is, in terms of just entry level basic understanding, it's 20 to 30 minutes and it's free. So we're kind of pledging that we're going to try and encourage as many people as possible to get online and complete that training as part of World Suicide Prevention Day.
Yeah, because a friend of mine works in the ambulance service and has actually lost two colleagues to suicide in the last year. Two, which is, I mean, one is horrendous enough, but two in a year really sort of brings it home that, it's not in my immediate circle, but it's sort of like one of my best friends who's lost two of his friends. So you just think, could be anybody, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And it doesn't really matter what walk of life you're from. It doesn't really, it's not reflected in culture, it's not really reflected in personal wealth or gain or success. It literally can be for anybody from any walk of life, and particularly us guys. Statistically we are more at risk. So we really want everybody to be looking out for everybody, the nearest and dearest, but sometimes it can be a complete stranger as well, that a two-minute conversation can turn that person's life around. And it ties in as well with the fact that we've got our brand new TogMind monthly newsletter launching at the end of this week, and that's going to be tied in with World Suicide Prevention Day as well. We'll be kind of making note of that and referencing some of the stuff that we're going to be sharing.
Fantastic. Something else that got me thinking, actually, without getting into all the striking politics, you know, with the Royal Mail. There was somebody writing anonymously on Twitter today saying, you know, he drives to the end of a lane to see this old lady and deliver a post, and that sort of 5-minute conversation he has with her when he drops her post off, you know, is probably the only person she sees in a day. And it's those little things, isn't it, that you maybe don't think are important but could make someone's day.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we're really aware of as a mental health charity is social isolation. And there's been a lot of research done into the negative impact on physical and mental health around social isolation. So you're absolutely right, Alex. It's a serious problem. And even coming out of the pandemic and sort of, you know, we've turned a corner, the world's getting back to normal. But there's people that are socially isolated that were in the same position before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of been made worse, if anything. So community is so important. Having these events, these activities that people can tap into who are socially isolated. We've got our peer support project, which has been going from strength to strength in Tameside, because there's so many people out there that they recognise that they want to do something social, but they just need a little helping hand to alleviate some of their anxiety and just help them take that first step, that first rung on the ladder to getting involved with something like chair-based yoga, bobbing for a brew, our walk and talk sessions, mindful photography, that kind of stuff.
And you've also got some work with the Anthony Seddon Fund, which of course was, you know, founded basically out of a really sad story, but it's really grown, hasn't it, from strength to strength?
Yeah, I mean, the Anthony Seddon Trust do amazing work in Tameside. And yes, although the charity was set up, you know, due to quite sad circumstances in terms of the loss of a son. At the same time, they're doing incredible work. We're proud to be working in partnership with them. And they every year on World Suicide Prevention Day, they have a vigil the evening of World Suicide Prevention Day, and this year is no different. And that will be attended by people who have been touched by suicide in some way, shape or form. It's usually quite a low-key affair.
Yeah.
It's usually, you know, fairly quiet in terms of just the type of event that it is. It is a vigil, but that will be happening this Saturday as well, and we will be there as well supporting and speaking to people about loss, grief and bereavement, and providing them with some advice and some support as well.
I suppose we have got more comfortable talking about these things, because, you know, a couple of years ago I'd have probably found it more difficult chatting on the radio about this stuff, but, you know, we've come a long way, haven't we?
We certainly have. We really have come a long way, and it's a credit to everybody, really. It's a credit to everybody in this country to recognise how important mental health is, and that's definitely come off the back of the pandemic. And people, I think I mentioned it last time I was on with you, Alex, that's the silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is that more people are tuned into their mental health and recognising it in themselves and others. But also it's that whole thing around, we are more comfortable now talking about it. It is a scary thing. But the myth around suicide is that if we say the word, it makes things worse. And yeah, Actually, it's the complete opposite. It's something that we should be talking about. But I do also equally appreciate that sometimes people, your listeners, for example, this morning, might sometimes feel like they might be opening up a can of worms that they don't know how to deal with.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
It is a difficult one. And that's where a little bit of training comes in handy in terms of developing people's confidence to ask that question. And also all of us just being mindful that we can look out for each other, even if it is our nearest and dearest, and that's just fine. And that there's a raft of support out there so that nobody has to be suffering and struggling in silence.
And just finally, do you know where the vigil is happening this
weekend? So the vigil, as far as I'm aware, is at the Anthony Seddon Fund in Ashton. But if you Google that, but like I said, all of the information is going to be online. And I think, to be honest, it's going to be duplicated across multiple organisations.
Yeah.
Because we're all working together with each other, we're going to try our best to share information across all of our networks and our social media. Do look out for posts on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that social media stuff.
I'm having a bit of me time this afternoon. I'm going back 40 years in time. I'm watching E.T. at the cinema this afternoon.
Oh, that's incredible.
I've not seen it for like years, decades.
So. I've never seen it on the big screen.
Oh.
I guarantee if I watched it on the big screen at some point, probably quite close into the start of the film, I would already have a tear in my eye.
I think that'll be me later, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was aware that E.T. 40th anniversary was running. I'm also aware that as well that they're running the director's cut at the moment of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
And as a little bit of a Trekkie myself, I'm quite keen to see that on the big screen. I've never seen that before either.
Oh yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, so I may be tempted over the next week or so, because I've got my birthday's coming up later this month. So.
Oh well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to find out more, just look up Mind on any of the platforms on social and stuff.
Yeah, literally just type in Togmind or Tameside Alderman Glossop Mind on any social media platform. All the main ones anyway. We're not on TikTok yet, but that may come in the future, you never know.
I'm not, so I'm 45, but you know, maybe on the... see you next time round.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.